News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Livestock farming ranks with the fossil fuel industry as one of the two most destructive industries on earth. But we apply entirely different standards to it. So wrote environmental activist George Monbiot in The Guardian. We are joined by George. We're also joined by Dennis Drennan, president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association. We'll come to George in a second. Dennis, to you first. At George's point that we apply different standards to the beef sector than we do to other destructive industries on earth. Your response?
Look, I don't think... Good morning to you and your listeners, first of all, anyway. But I think we have to have a mature discussion about this. I mean, if we look at the fossil fuel industry, and like, if you get into your car and drive home, you burn petrol or diesel, you go home, turn on your heating, it's gas or oil that has been mined from the ground, that has been in the ground for thousands of years. You burn that carbon, you release brand new carbon into the atmosphere. If I look at my cows out grazing the field this morning, okay, they emit carbon dioxide through respiration, the same as you and I do. They also emit a small amount of methane, which is a natural process. But we have to look, where did that carbon dioxide and methane come from? It came from carbon in the grass. The true photosynthesis, grass turns carbon dioxide from the air into a carbohydrate in the form of grass. Cows eat the grass, goes back up into the atmosphere and comes back down. Like the farming communities do not get credit for the CO2 that's sequestered by the grass as it grows. Every ton of grass that my cow eats, and a cow will eat roughly 4.5 tons of grass every year, dry matter, is sequestering about 3.6 tons of carbon dioxide. So the grass that my cows eat every year, each cow, the grass that she eats, is sequestering about 16 tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. So there's a positive and a negative with cows.
All right. Fossil fuels, let me bring negative. George in. George Monbiot, are you persuaded in any way by that?
Sorry, but that's total nonsense. It's complete unscientific bunkum. There has not been a cattle farm anywhere in the world which has been established as carbon neutral or carbon negative, because the process emissions, the methane from the cattle, the nitrous oxides from the cattle's dung, plus the farm's operations, massively outweigh any greenhouse gases stored in the soil. Soil carbon saturates after a few years. You can't keep adding to it, but the emissions from the farm continue.
Okay, Dennis, do you want to respond?
If I could come back in there, like, I didn't say any farms were carbon neutral. I said the way carbon on farms is treated is fossil fuel has no positive gains. Burning fossil fuel that's been released from the Earth's crust from thousands, maybe millennia, and burning it is brand new carbon. There is no credit on the side of that with fossil fuel. So comparing cattle farming or dairy farming to fossil fuels is completely unfair and unfounded. Like, there's no positive to burning fossil fuels. It's fresh carbon that you're releasing into the atmosphere. With the farming cycle, at the grass growing cycle, at least there's a debit and a credit. So comparing the two is like apples and oranges.
George Monbiot, apples and oranges?
Well, there's a debit and a credit, but the debit massively outweighs the credit. You're producing on a cattle farm far more greenhouse gases, and part of the reason for that is you're turning carbon into methane, which has a massively greater greenhouse gas impact than carbon dioxide does. Sure, there's cycling going on, but the cycling doesn't in any way counteract the overall climate impact of the operation. Now, I'm not saying that just getting out of livestock is going to solve the problem by itself. Of course, you know, we urgently need to be getting out of fossil fuels as well. But the two greatest threats to the living world are fossil fuels and livestock farming, not just because of greenhouse gas impacts, but livestock farming also has a massive land footprint. It requires more land than anything else that human beings do. And all that land could otherwise have been wild ecosystems.
Oh, okay.
We now know that the living planet cannot survive without them.
Let Dennis respond to that, George.
George, I think you're forgetting one vital element in our lives, is that we need food to live. And I mean, saying that we're going to leave the whole planet to go wild, and even leaving it wild, if wild natural forests, when they grow up and the tree falls over and dies, whether it's from old age or from a storm or whatever, it's whatever carbon it has sequestered in its lifetime, it's, if it's left there to rot in the forest, will release all that carbon back into the atmosphere. So there's a lot of holes in your argument. I don't think we're on the same page here as regards one versus the other, because they're apples and oranges. I think the big one we have to remember is that there's over 8 billion people on the planet and growing rapidly, and we have to find a source
of nutritious food for those people. How about that, George Monbiot? Do we need to feed people?
Well, we precisely because we have such a high human population, we cannot afford to keep trying to feed people on livestock products. There's simply no good way of feeding everyone on animal products. We do need to feed people, but that means, unfortunately, for people who like their steaks, the responsible thing is to switch to a plant-based diet. And in doing so, you reduce your land footprint by three quarters. You reduce your greenhouse gas footprint from food by about three quarters. You have a massively positive impact by switching to a plant-based diet. And it's the only way now we can accommodate the numbers of people on this planet without bursting through planetary boundaries. It's an uncomfortable truth. It's one that a lot of people don't want to hear. I completely understand that, especially if you're a livestock farmer. And look, I'm sorry, you know, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but that is simply the way it is.
Okay, Dennis Tran, how about that? It's bad news, but it's the truth.
He's ignoring the elephant in the room. Like, we want to save the planet, we all need to go back to walking and cycling and not going on five foreign holidays a year and emitting carbon and start putting on a jumper in our house rather than having the heating at 21 degrees.
So there's all of those issues as well. Every one of those issues I campaign on too. We've got to do all of it, but that doesn't mean that we can let any particular sector off the hook and say we don't need to worry about this. Sadly, we're at the point where we have to change our behaviour and our lifestyle in every respect.
Dennis, I'll give you the last word.
Look, I think it's an easy one to pick on the farmer and not acknowledge that there is a cycle involved in the carbon with livestock farming. The grass grows, as I said, my cow sequesters that. She's eating her grass every year. She's sequestering over 16 tons of carbon dioxide, taking that from the atmosphere and converting it into food for people. That's a hugely important part of what we need to live on this planet. And we have one of the most efficient places in the world to do that. There's a demand out there for dairy and beef. We have probably the most efficient place in the world to produce that.
All right, Dennis.
So with that demand out there, we should be in prime position to fill that demand.
Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, George Monbiot, environmental activist. Thanks to both of you for joining us. 087-1400-106. Let us know what you
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.